Mishpatei Torah has an interesting case over here. Here's a shaila that someone, Reuven, did tshuva 10 years ago. He had done a lot of aveiros when he was young. And he's learning all day, and he has a nice mishpacha. And he's thinking that back 10 years ago, he used to steal when he was younger. And he wants to know what his obligations are to, he knows who he stole from, either from stop stealing, or maybe he didn't pay his workers, different things, and he wants to know what he has to do tshuva. Now, we generally don't talk about people doing aveiros, and you know, what you do for aveiros, so, and tonight's no exception, because really we're going to be talking about our obligation when someone wants to do such a tshuva, and someone wants to return something to you that he stole when he was younger, before he had done tshuva. Are you allowed to accept it from him? So it's a twofold question. What's he have to do? But none of us here are hopefully ganavim to have the shaila. The shaila is, though, for us, if someone, suppose someone comes to us and says he's sorry he stole many years ago and he wants to do tshuva, are you allowed to take it? Why shouldn't you be allowed to take it? Let's see the Gemara in Baba Kama. Tan Rabbanan Tani Dalit on the days. Brisa taught Hagazlanin Umavi Biribish Zero. A robber, someone who lent money with ribis, who now wants to return the money that they stole. Ein Mekavim Mehan. You're not allowed to take the money from them. And if you take the money from them that they're returning to you, Ein Ruach Chachamim Nochahim. And Rashi here says Pshad, the Ruach Chachma, you don't have wisdom in you. The Ruach, the spirit of wisdom, doesn't rest upon you. Rashi everywhere else says, Ein, we're used, probably more used to the Pshad, Ein Ruach Chachamim, the spirit of the Chachamim, of the Talmidei Chachamim, of the Gedolim, aren't happy with him. There's two ways of learning Pshad and Rashi. Either way, it's not a good thing to take the money, either because it shows that you don't have any smarts about you, or the Talmidei Chachamim don't think it's a good idea for you to take it. Why? What's wrong with taking back an object that someone stole, or money that someone stole from you? Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, the Gemara says, this was taught in the times of Rebbe. The Tanya, because we learned in Abraisa. But Ma'isavad Amechad, there was a story with a person, Shabikish Lasa Shuvah, he wanted to do Shuvah and return all the money that he had stolen in his whole life. Amrla Ishto, his wife said to him, Reka, empty one, Reka, dumbbell. Imatos a Shuvah, if you repent and return everything that you stole in your life, Afila Amnit Eina Shacha, you'll lose your belt because you bought your belt with stolen money. You don't have anything that's not yours. So therefore, what did he do? He listened to his wife, and he never lost the tshuva. He refrained from doing tshuva. So at that time they said, Hagazlanin, B'mavi Rebiyah Shalhei Zero. Any robber or someone who lent money with interest, which the money he has is also stolen, he's not allowed to take that interest. And now he wants to return that money that he had, the Isser, to the owners. Ein Mekavim Lehem, you're not allowed to accept it from them. And if you do accept it from them, Einu Chachamim Nochem, and the same thing that the previous Baisa said, the Chachamim, or you don't have wisdom, or the Chachamim don't like what you did. So that's Bethavisha Gemara, and the Gemara says that you're not allowed to take the money from someone who stole something from you. Okay, we'll hold that question and see at the end if you still have it. But yeah, it's a good question. And in fact, Tosus is it. Yeah, in fact, Tosus asks kashas that you see all over Shas, the different maisim he brings. Tosus brings different in Baba Kama and Bar Metzia and Nasket Ravavo, different cases where they did take payment for stolen objects. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that this was a one-time takana. Rashi Tosfos says, brings from Rabbeinu Tam, "Delo lafanav lo la'acharav this didn't apply beforehand or afterwards. Ela l'dora dafka tikein. Rebbe was misakin a special takana for his generation. Yishemaisa shari, because of the maisa that happened with the husband and the wife. Below the daras haboyim, that doesn't apply to future generations. So a maisa mechal yoshem, a kavim in agazlan. We see every day we accept returns from robbers. V'dona dinigzeilus, and we paskin dinigzeilus is dinigzeilus in shulchan aruch that were paskin after the times are ready, so that's what the Rebbeinu Tam says, that this whole Gemara, this whole halacha doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. It was only a one-time takana.
To encourage people who are repetitive and wanting to repent, because then they still won't have to give anything back.
Right. That was, it could be that it was that time they knew there were a lot of robbers around in Rebbe's times, and he heard of this Maisa, and he knew there were others, and he wanted to, he'd rather have people be clean and have done tshuva and admit their guilt and not always be living in sin, knowing that they have this stolen property and they haven't been able to do tshuva for it. See, when you do tshuva, there's two things. You're doing tshuva, you did an aveira, but there's another thing that you have to return the stolen object. So here the takana was, let them do tshuva, and to enable them to do tshuva, it'll help if you don't ask for the stolen object back. Right? That's the takana that Rebbe made special for his generation. That's the way Rebbeinu Tam learns it. However, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, or Mashmid applies even to Zman Hazeh. The Rambam just brings this down. He says in Hilchos Gzeila, Perek Aleph Aloch Yud Gimel, Takonas Chachamim Hi She'ein Mekabim Menu. There's a takana that we don't accept it from them. Ela Ozen Oso O Mochim Elo. We help him do tshuva and we're mochim him. Keilet Karev Haiderech Haishar Al Shavim, to allow people doing tshuva to go back to Torah and to Hashem. And Mishpat Yitzchak says it's mashpat that way from Shulchan Aruch. Also, Shulchan Aruch passes this halacha that the takana applies bizman hazeh. The Gemara says like this. Gemara has a bunch of kashas. The Gemara ends up Hashem Amar Rav Nachman. Now that Rav Nachman said, "B'she'ein gezeil kayemes," Rebbe's takana applied only when the stolen object is no longer there. That's a big exception. It only applies if someone stole the bicycle and he no longer has a bicycle. So Afila Temidividi Lachar Takana. The Gemara had asked a stira and brises. We say both brises are talking after the during the takana, after the takana was made. Below kasha, there's no kasha. Comes a kayomis when the brisa says you have to return the thing you robbed. That's talking where the article is still around. So that bicycle you stole, you have to return. Kan b'shen gezeil kayemes. And the other brisa which says that you don't have to pay, that's talking, and it's wrong to accept the money, that's talking with the gezeila, that object is no longer around, and he's paying money. So in that case, that's where the takana applies. Fek the Gemara though, but ha'anet gezeil kayemesi. His wife told him that even that belt you stole, you're going to have to return, because mashma that belt is still around. And for the Gemara, no, my avnate. When she said you're going to lose your belt, she meant may avnate. She's going to say the money that you bought the belt with, meaning that you stole money and you bought that belt, so the belt's also stolen money, so you have to return it. But ain't hachinam, if you had stolen the belt you would have to return, because this takana, this is the first exception. This takana applies only where the person sold the objects and now he's he owes money. Okay, so now you went to have, you want to sell this thing right away, and so then he was owed money. But okay, so that's the first exception. This is paskin by the Rishonim. They bring this. The Rush says b'feirish hanimil ben gzeil kayemes. The whole thing's talking where the gzeil is no longer around. Of a gzeil kayemes mekabemian, but you do accept it if the gzeil is there. The Mishpat Yetorah brings down from the Ramah here that the Ramah says, even though in previous weeks we learned that there are certain cases where the Goslin acquires the object, like if he makes a shinoi in the object, he changes the object, or it is yush and shinoi v'shus, so it becomes the Goslin's, so maybe you would think in that case, since it became his property, you shouldn't accept it from him in that case also, because it's the same, it's not his anymore, it's like accepting money. So Ramah says, no, if the object is there in one form or the other, if the Goslin still has it, the takana doesn't apply. Because the whole svara behind the takana was that if a person has a lot of property that he purchased through gezeilas, so there, if he has to sell all the things that he bought with his money, he's not going to do tshuva. Because like some people make their parnasa honestly, he made his parnasa dishonestly, and he bought all these things, bought his house, he bought all these things with the gzeilah, so that he's going to be reluctant to return the things he bought with money that he earned, even though it was illegally. But to the object that he stole, there is not such a block, a mental block to return it. He knows he stole the bicycle, so he has to return it. He painted it to try to hide the fact that it was stolen and he was mishanid, so al pi halacha, now it's his and he's only chayv to return money because shino is kona. But this takana doesn't apply in such a case. He knows he stole the bicycle, he'll return the bicycle, there won't be any mental block against returning it. The takana is only, don't force him to return items that he bought with the stolen money, because then the ain't got result. He has to sell this and this, and he's going to lose his house, he'll lose his belt, he'll lose the shirt off his back. So there the chacham made a takana. But as long as it's around in some form, even though al pi halacha he acquired it, the halacha is that you can't accept it and he's mechuyav to return it. So that's the first exception. The Ri in Tosfos gives a different teretz. So Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam, and he has this kasha. You see all the places in Shas where we do accept returns from people. So why is it that over here we're not Rebbe made this takana? So the Ri says that there's no kasher in those cases, because Rebbe's takana was only for people that made a living stealing. They were spent their lives stealing. They have a lot of things they stole, and they spend years and years stealing, and they stole backwards and forwards, and therefore, for them to do tshuva now would require them to really lose a lot of their possessions. You know, say that's half of their parnasa, or most of their parnasa was for stealing. And stealing, I don't think, has to mean that they go and with a gun and rob a bank. It means that they didn't pay their employees in full, or they cheated the customers when they came, and you know, held their hands on the scale or something, and in a way that they stole. So if their parnasa was like that, that's where those takanas apply. All these other prices where they'd say they did judge gazelas, and they didn't override the dinei d'oraisa of returning gazelas, those are talking where it was a one-time theft. So this guy decided to steal Rav Abba's naska, his silver bar, so then they caught him, so he has to return it. But it wasn't someone who spent their livelihood stealing. This was someone that was a one-time thing. So that's a case where we say that this takana applies. That takana doesn't apply to someone who just did b'ikroi b'amik, just a one-time theft he had done. The Rush agrees with that also. The Rush says takana is Rebbe Meiri. The takana Rebbe is talking ba'adam sharov iskav umechyuso b'ribis. Most of his business dealings and his livelihood was with ribis or gzela shetshuvaso kashikub the Rebbe. In that case, the tshuva will be hard to do, like the ma'isa with Rebbe, where the wife said, you're going to even lose your belt. That's what we're talking about. And that was like the ma'isa. The ma'isa said, you're going to even lose your belt. That means it wasn't a one-time thing that he stole. It's not a right mochreches, because it could be he had stolen $1 million. And he had just paid off all his debts and made everything good like that. But the pashtus is that it was an ongoing thing that he had done, and therefore, she said, don't do tshuva, and because of that, Rebbe made a takana that we don't accept the money from them, so they will do tshuva. Now, Tosfos continues and says, don't say another exception. Right? So, they're all the Rishonim are bothered with all the cases where, not the daraisas of Kefil and all the psukim, we make takanas, but they worry about cases in Mishnayis and Braises where the Gemaras, where they did judge cases of Gezel. So we already had three possible exceptions. First, that it only applies in Rebbe's generation, that most Rishonim disagree with. But the other two exceptions we had was that it's talking where the Gezela is still around, then certainly you can accept it and certainly he has to return it. The second exception was that if it's a one-time thing that he stole, it wasn't that he made his whole living stealing, so then this takana doesn't apply either. The takana applies to someone who's going to really get hurt by returning everything he stole, because that was his livelihood. So in that case, the takana applies. Tosus wants to say a third teretz, and he discounts it. He says, "Avol ein lefarish." Don't say The lafachi lo parachum emas nisan. The reason we didn't ask the kashman in the mission is mishum de Rebbe lo tikein ela ba osam shasa tshuva. Maybe Rebbe's takana was only for like the case was where he wanted to do tshuva. But Braisa de Mucham Chumine and the Braisa that he proved that Rav Yochanan brought was also Maribel of a tshuva. He's talking to tshuva. So, and maybe all the other cases where we seem to judge such cases as talking where there is no tshuva. So Tosis says, you can't say that. When it just says Gazlanim, and right, the original Lashon of the Braita, Gazlanim of Yerib is people that stole. People that learned with Yerib is, and now they're returning the items. Don't accept it. It didn't say they did tshuva there. It just says they're returning the items, don't accept it. So Tosis says, it's mashma, that even if they didn't do tshuva, you're still not allowed to accept it. Meaning even though they got caught. And then Tosa says further, "Va'oh, if you made such a svara, va'oh shekol adam yochel laharim shi'asa tshuva. If you give such a rule that whenever someone wants to do tshuva, he doesn't have to pay back what he stole, so everyone's going to say, we'll make a deal, like you said, I'm going to steal, and I'm going to do tshuva, or if he didn't have in mind, he finds out that he comes to a shir, and he hears that if he does tshuva, he doesn't have to return it, so he's going to say he's doing tshuva. Or return it on his own, but really, Kalim and the people won't accept it from him, and he didn't really need to do tshuva. He just wants to get out of it. He wants to say, have a clean slate. So he says, I'm doing tshuva, and you should know, stop chasing me anymore. I'm now exempt. I'm protected by the law. And people will fake and say that they've done tshuva, and they don't. So Tosa says, you can't say that there's a difference between whether he did tshuva or not. You can't say this takan applies only to people to do tshuva, because then all of a sudden everyone will do tshuva, and there can't be such an exception. However, the Rosh does say such an exception. The Rosh brings this also. He says, "Bedavka bevoyin me'atzon lasas tshuva." This takan applies only in cases where they are coming on their own to do tshuva. Ki ha'yuvda de Rebbe, like the ma'aseh happened with Rebbe. And the whole thing is to not stop Bali Tshuva from doing Tshuva. But someone who's still rebellious, they got caught. They got caught stealing. So of course, we'll force them to return it. So the Rosh says that this Takan applies also only to someone who's doing Tshuva and not to someone who has not done tshuva. Why? What do we do with Tosas? Is kasha? Maybe the person's faking. So the Mishpat HaTorah Shpitz says, so the Besen will have to be smart about it. If the Besen sees someone come and they say, I'm going to do tshuva because I stole all these years. And they see that, you know, he wants to do tshuva, and he doesn't look like he's such a big tzaddik that's coming to do tshuva. We think he's just trying to say. So then the Bezin will say, we're not going to patri you in such a case. It has to be that he has to really genuinely be doing tshuva.
The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, all three of them.
The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Shin Samech Aleph, Gazlan Mefursim, a famous Gazlan, meaning she'iska b'kach, tshuvasa kasha, the Rama says, it means that he does it all the time, it'll be hard for him to do tshuva on his own. Abo lasas tshuva miyasma, he's doing tshuva on his own, he didn't get caught. So im ein says, number one, he had done it all the time. Number two is im ein hagzela kayemes, the gzela is no longer here anymore. Ein mekablan emen, you don't accept it from him. Kadesha yimna milasas tshuva. So to prevent him from refraining from doing tshuva. So we see number one, it has to be that he's a gazlan mefursim. He did it for many years. And number two, it's talking where he's doing tshuva. And number three, it's talking where the item's no longer around. But if the item would still be around, so he has to return that item, even though he stole many years and most of the things in his house were stolen. And even though he now wants to do tshuva, if the item's still around, he has to return it. If the item's not around, if the item is not around, so he has this takana, but if it was a one-time thing, he's not a gazlan mefursim, he's not someone who steals all the time. It was something that was a one-shot weakness that he had, so even though the item's not around, he has to pay it back. There's no takana, he has to pay for the item, he stole it, it's no longer here anymore, he has to pay for it. If he's he's a gazim before some. He steals all the time, and the item is no longer here, but he got caught. He didn't do tshuva, so there also the takana won't apply. You need to have all three things for the takana to apply. You have to be that he stole all his life. He's doing tshuva now, and the items are no longer around. So in those three cases, we have this takanas hashavim, paskin by Shulchan Aruch, that you don't have to, that the Ganav doesn't have to return it, and those that accept it, it's a wrong thing to do. It's a wrong thing to accept it. Ein mekavim menu, the loss of the Shulchan Aruch. I have a Yerushalmi that I was working on. Yerushalmi in Shvius says the same thing. Yerushalmi in Perik Yud, Halacha Dalid, Daftei Zayin Amid Aleph in the new art scroll editions. There's a brisa that says like this: Hagazlan shalsa tshuva. If a gazlan did tshuva, it's taken from a tosefta, based on a tosefta. If a gazlan did tshuva, who be chin shalachzus hagzeila, and he wants to return the gzeila, hamekabel haymenu. Someone accepted from him, eru chachamim no haymenu. The chachamim aren't happy with him. So a lot of it is like what we learned in Bavli. Number one, it says hagazlan. It's Mashma talking about a gazlan, meaning that he was a professional. Number two, this is Ziv Hayam. This is a pirush on the Shami there called Ziv Hayam. He makes this the Yukim. Number two, it says also Tshuva. Says the Pharisee did Tshuva. And third of all, and this is what I'm not sure if Rishonim or Lachronim, they make this diuk. If the Yerushalmi just says halachas dam, the Yerushalmi doesn't say this was the Takana in Rebbe's times. So this slugs up Rabbeinu Tam's heter to say that it only applied in the times of Rebbe and not in our days. But here the Yerushalmi says the stam, so that's another reason why the Rishonim. That's one reason why the Rishonim reject the Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush. But we see from here that first of all it applies in all times, but applies only to a gazan mefursim. Also, he did tshuva, not a little bit of a kasha, because it says here uvikesh lahachis as hagzeila. He wants to return mashma the stolen article. That seems not like the Bavli. The Bavli said the Feirish is talking with the Gzeil is not Kayemis, so Machlok is Bavli Yerushalmi, possibly like the Bavli. But anyway, the Yerushalmi says the same halacha. So based on what we learned until now, Rav Spitz would say, back to our case here, we had this Ganav, and he did all the Averas in the world, including stealing, for many years, and the items are no longer here, and he wants to do tshuva. So we have all three ingredients. We have all three ingredients that he, most of his money came from gzeila. He's doing tshuva, number two, and number three, he doesn't have the items anymore. He stole money, or he sold them, and now has that money. So pashas, he would say, the takanas hashavim should apply, and he should not have to return the items, and if he offers it to you, shouldn't be allowed to accept it. That's what we would think to say.
The kind of mufursim, isn't it bad public policy? The bigger the
mufursim,
the more
it will... Well, see, the mufursim, right away the Ramah says, it doesn't mean mufursim like we had in past weeks, where if you bought from the Ganav in the 4th week, you know he's a Ganav. The Ramah says she'iska b'kach, meaning that she'iska b'kach, meaning that's what he did all his life. Not that everyone knows about it. If everyone knows about it, then they caught him. Here it's talking where I think that's where the Ramah is putting it in, that it's not that everyone knew about it and they finally caught up with him, because then he has to be that he's doing tshuva on his own. So that's what Lechavah we would say. However, Spitz says a new wrinkle in these halachas to say that the takanas hashavim will not apply in this case, and that's because in this case, if you recall, it said that he did tshuva 10 years ago, and he's living a full Torah life, learning and having a nice mishpacha and having a regular parnasa. Now he did tshuva 10 years ago, so he got a regular job, and he's living a normal life. So even though you have all three ingredients, that he did tshuva and most of his parnasa came from there, and number three, that the items are no longer here, he says it could be that the whole svara in encouraging him to do tshuva was, if you start taking all his money away from him, he's never going to do tshuva. But here, this person did tshuva 10 years ago already. He's already living a Torah life, and he has a parnasa already that keeps him going. And by taking away all the stuff he stole, he's not going to be left in the street. He might have to live a little bit more simply. It could be that he might have to make payments to do it. But he has a parnasa. He has something that is keeping him going. So he paskins that in this case, the takana seshavim won't apply, even though you seem to have all the ingredients, and it would be permitted to take it from him, and it would be a right thing for him to give it back. That's number one. There's another halacha he brings down, and this is in the Shulchan Aruch, that we're talking mi'ikar adin. But suppose the Ganim says, look, okay, I appreciate the fact that you're willing to be mochel me, but I want to go with mishra sedin, I want to be yatsas yirei shemayim. I have property that's not mine, and I feel bad about it. I want to be yatsas yirei shemayim. So the Shulchan Aruch says the favors, based on the Gemara's. The Shulchan Aruch continues. It first says, "Ayna kamei menos to kedeshalim them elasas tshuva v'imratza yatsas yirei shemayim." If he wants to be yosi yirei shemayim, the hichzir, and he returns the objects, ein mochin biyad hanizim lekavla, then we don't protest against the victim from accepting it. Because he says, I know that I have the right to keep it, but I wanted to go with Nimashir and say, I want to be yosi yirei shemayim. And here the story is also, you're not going to, by taking it, you're not preventing him from doing tshuva, because he has the option. You told him, look, I'm ochel you. You don't have to give it back to me. The Chacham say, I'm ochel you. I'm happy you're doing tshuva. You're a credit to our society now. And, you know, Baruch Hashem, I have my money anyway. I don't need your money now. And he says, but I feel so bad anyway. I want to give it to you. So in that case, there's no problem, because the whole thing is not to prevent people from doing tshuva. So he's not going to prevent him. It's his option. You said, you're free. You don't have to give it to me. I'm all for you. Then he says, I want to give it to you. To Yotzis Le'Yishamayim, you're allowed to accept it. So in this case also, he said, I mean, it certainly would be a right thing to do. This person has done tshuva, and it's been 10 years already, and he has parnasa. And if you don't like the story we just said, but if he wants, if he's coming to you to ask a shayla, now let's look at the ganav. And the Ghana's coming to say, look, I feel bad, I spent my whole, you know, I can't sleep at night from all the things I did wrong all those 10 years. I'd like to return it, even though all the people were mochel me. So then we would tell the people, you know, tell them that you're mochel, but if he says anyway, I want to return it to you, so then you're allowed to accept it. There's no problem. There's no steerer to takana seshavim in that case. And that's the way he concludes. So summing up, we learned that there is such a thing called takana seshavim. Takana Sashavim means that the Dina de Gemara, a Takana's Rebbe, Rehuda Nasimir, a Takana, that if someone is returning a stolen property to you, you're not allowed to accept it. However, we saw that only is true when there are three conditions that are in place. The first is that this person was a Ganav who most of his money he got was through Ganeva. That was his living, his livelihood was stealing. Number two, he's not giving back the object that he stole. He's giving back money that he either stole or that he sold the items for. He's giving money back. He's not giving the item. If he has the item, even though it's nishtana, if he still has that item, then you're certainly allowed to accept it, and he's mechuyav to give it to you. The takon doesn't apply in that case. So it's talking where the item is no longer here. Most of the money he has is through theft. And number three, he didn't get caught. He's doing tshuva on his own, out of his own volition. We reward people that are doing tshuva. We just have to be careful that he's not tricking us. He's not trying to do some subterfuge to get out of it. And he really is sincerely doing tshuva. So when those three conditions are in place, there's a takana seshavim that he doesn't have to pay back, and you're not allowed to take it from him. It'd be a wrong thing to take from him. The Chacham won't be happy with you. If you take it, you'll be spoiling their takana, which applies according to most Rishonim, Pasim, and Fai Shulchan Aruch, applies even nowadays, not like Rabbeinu Tam said, it only applied in the days of Rebbe. However, we had two further exceptions to that, and that was the Mishpat Yatorah's Chiddush, that this is talking only when he's doing tshuva now, like the mice in the Gemara. The mice was that this Ganav is ready to do tshuva, and he's still stealing up to this very day. He's ready to do tshuva, and his wife stops him. So that's where we have this takana seshavim, because he's going to prevent him from doing tshuva. But if he did tshuva 10 years ago anyway, and he's living a full Torah life, and he has a parnasa, and now he wants to go back to the different things he did wrong and try to make amends for those, so in that case, the takanas tshuva doesn't apply according to what Rashbit says, because what are you worried about? He already did tshuva, he has a family, he has a parnasa, he's living a full life. He might not have the money to pay back everything right now, so he'll make payments, he'll work out some payment plan. So there's nothing wrong with accepting it in that case. And number two, even in a case where you were mechuyav to be mochlehim, and you were mochlehim, if he says, I appreciate you being mochlehim, but I want to be yotzi zalei shemayim, because this takon doesn't mean that he didn't steal. He certainly did steal, it's just we made a takon. He doesn't have to be mekayim the mitzvah, heshivas lagzeila. That's a takonis chachamim. But if he says, look, yeshiva takonis chachamim, I don't want a takona, I'd rather be poor for a while, because I want to not have something that doesn't belong to me, so in that case, we're certainly allowed to accept it from him, because once again, we're not preventing him from doing tshuva. We told him, you don't have to pay me, I'm mochel you. So once we're mochel him, now it's his option. If he decides to be lost, you'd be allowed to take it. That's the way Rashbis concludes.